Well, God bless you. Wonderful to be with you this evening and to share God's word with you. What I want to share tonight, I would like to title Looking to 2021. You know, we have a new year upon us. The old one was quite unique and unusual, to say the least, pretty crazy. And we should probably going to have some of the things that caused it go with us into 2021, but that's okay. We can handle it. And I wouldn't be surprised that many of you are looking forward to a new year, 2021, as a new challenge to reconnect, to regroup, make up for delayed goals, perhaps, and fix maybe that did things that didn't get fixed. It was such an unusual time, and yet we have a new year ahead that we can look forward to and know that God's going to work mightily within us. So, you know, think about what we've experienced in 2020, and we've experienced a lot. Every aspect of our life was dynamically affected. Our physical life certainly was interrupted. You know, we can't go to our favorite restaurants many times, or we couldn't do the things that we enjoy doing. We were limited. Our jobs, our businesses were affected quite a bit, I'm sure, for a lot of people. And they had to take on the challenge of getting through with perhaps less work. And yet, as we move through the year, we look to God to take care of us. And even our family life was challenged, especially if we had seniors in homes, retirement homes and things like that, where we were limited in visiting them. So every aspect of our lives were drastically affected for many, many folks last year in 2020. And that's true even with our spiritual side of our life. It too was drastically changed. Sure, we have our sonship rights. That didn't change, right? God didn't change. The hope of Christ's return still remains. But the exercise of our spiritual life did change. We weren't able to meet face to face. It's been quite something where we haven't seen each other for weeks and maybe some folks for months. And that's no fun when you're believers, because you like to be together and fellowship together and encourage one another. I'm sure thankful that we're able to do these conference call fellowships and have this as a source of food and refreshment and ministering. So I'm grateful for that. But you know, we had to stop doing our dinner fellowships. And I know a lot of people enjoyed those especially. So what are we going to do in 2021? COVID-19 will still be around, and there will be a new normal. So how are we going to handle it? What are we going to do? With the new year, we have an opportunity to set some new goals, have some new vision for ourselves. And obviously starting a new year gives us this opportunity to set new goals. And yes, we're going to still be dealing with the devil milking all he can out of this COVID-19. But, you know, we're greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world, right? Amen. So we can handle it. So what can we do to be our very best for our Heavenly Father? And I've got two things I would like to share with you to help you plan for 2021. And one, talk to the Father about this new year. We've got tomorrow is the last day of the year. Not a bad time to talk with the Heavenly Father and listen for His guidance and go with it. See what He wants us to do in 2021. And another thing, and really, I would put this first. I would do this first before you talk to the Father about the new year and getting his guidance and his revelation. But I would like to encourage you to reflect back. Reflect back. What is at the foundation of your life? What is your purpose? What is God's purpose for you? What has my Heavenly Father called me to do? You know, as a born-again Christian, there's some foundational realities that I just want to remember and never forget. And I think about when I first got born again of God's Spirit, and I was on fire. I got excited about who I was in Christ. And that meant a lot to me. A lot of things changed in my life when I first got born again and learned God's Word. It's, I think, a good deal, a good thing to do is to reflect back in the beginning and go back to those early times where you first got born again and think about the significance of the Word of God in your life and who you are before the Heavenly Father. There's a great couple of verses I wanted to share out of 1 Corinthians with you in light of this. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? You know, I think when we found out that God bought us, he wanted us. You know, maybe nobody loves you, but God does, and he bought you. And you belong to him. And you're not your own. And then verse 20 says, for you're bought with a price. Because of that, or therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. And why not? Knowing that we belong to God, he bought us through the Lord Jesus Christ. Man, oh man, we should be excited about doing his will. And that's why I'm talking about reflecting back. You know, and that's the time when I really repented. You know, I repented. I changed. And that's what repentance means. The Greek word for repent, to repent, is metanoeo, something like that. M-E-T-A-N-O-E, long O. And it means to change one's mind and purpose. Change of moral thought for the better. So basically it means to change. You know, when we got born again, we changed our mind from living a flesh-centered life to a God spirit-centered life. And so now I want to reflect on that. I want to renew my mind on who I am in Christ and live it. So that's why I'm saying it's great to reflect back as we think about what God would have us to do in 2021, think back of what God did for you, what really made the difference in your life when you got born again of God's Spirit. Because there was a time in your life where you repented. And this word is really neat as you look at its uses in the Bible. In the beginning of Jesus' ministry, in Matthew 4:17, it says, and he started his preaching ministry, and he says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. These are some of the first words he said when he started his ministry. What does repent mean? Change. He was there to get people to change their thinking, change their mind of who they are. Mark 6:12. In this record, Jesus sent out his disciples two by two. And it says, and they went out and preached that men should repent. They should change. They should change their thinking. That's what they were trying to do, getting people to change from their old ways to the new ways in Christ. Luke 15, verse 7. And 10 talks about the angels having joy when one sinner repents, when a believer, when someone repents, when they change their mind to follow God rather than themselves. Then in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, this is a response by the people after Peter's sermon on the day of Pentecost. Men and brethren, what shall we do? Peter replies, repent. Change your thinking. Be baptized and receive the Holy Spirit. So, boy, there was a time in our life that we should reflect back and remember where we changed. We really changed our life. We repented. We changed our mind to live a truly godly life. So in reflecting back to those days, we can set our heart and minds to do what God would have us to do in 2021. Remember what God did for you, how he helped you and worked with you. And I sure remember the early days and when I first got into the Word and started believing God and knowing that I was born again and moving the Word. You know, the year Jeannie and I were married, we went out on the mission field. We went WOW Ambassador to Bristol, England, and held forth the Word there. And I was so blessed the other day to get a Christmas card from one of the gals that we witnessed to, Karen, and she mentioned in there, she said, so thankful that you came to Bristol and helped me get into God's Word. And she's been faithful there since those days. They have a dynamic fellowship they continue to do. And her whole family has gotten into the Word. So those are the things that really matter, that really count, that really are significant when you look at all the things that goes on in our life. So we want to reflect on those kind of things so that when we plan for the future, we can then talk with the Father, knowing what he's done for us, knowing our background and how he's taken care of us, and then see what he has for us in 2021. There's a verse in Galatians chapter 1, verse 6, I get a kick out of. And in the ESV, I'll share that translation with you. It says, I'm astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. You know, Paul just couldn't believe these Galatians would desert the good things that God has done for his people. He just couldn't believe it. And we should have such a mindset because we know the value of what God did for us, that he would buy us, that we would become his property, that we are his special ones, we're his children. We have eternal life. We have the hope of Christ's return. The spiritual things are what really matter in life. And that's what we want to think about when it comes to this new year. Because God's going to work within you. You go to God, you ask him to work for you and to communicate to you and set up your life. He will. He will do that. So as you go back and reflect on these great things and then talk with him, he's going to share with you some great, wonderful opportunities for you to minister and to serve. So we need to remember that in the beginning, our spiritual walk with God, what it did for us. You know, our life was totally changed from death unto eternal life. God will not and has not forsaken us. We need to be assured of who we are in Christ, what the Heavenly Father did to bring us in the family of God and keep us in his wonderful family. You know, we need to confess Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Philippians 1, chapter 6 says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Isn't that a fantastic verse? God is and will continue to work with you and in you. He won't take a vacation from you. Mm-hmm. So be confident that that good work that he began in you when you were first born again, he's going to continue to work with you. Maybe you've taken a vacation from God. That's okay. It's a new day. It's a new day. Tomorrow's a new day with him. And he's excited to work with us, to bless us, to have us involved in the great things in life, which is to help God's people, to minister to the saints, to bring people to eternal life, to share the gospel. That's what really counts. God will answer your prayer every time, regardless, as long as you reach out to him believing. God will give you the utterance every time you speak in tongues. No matter what's going on in your life, when you decide to speak in tongues, he's there. So know that God has that care for us, that he is involved in our life. He is there for you and for me. God is faithful to bless you and work in you always, in spite of our misgivings and recent downfalls, if we've had any. He just wants to bless us and have us do the things that really matter in life. So get excited again. Get on fire like Anthony Sakwong Kenya. Start burning for the Lord. Start getting excited for what this new year can bring for us. Then talk with the Father and listen to his direction and guidance, getting excited to do what he says. And may our New Year's resolution be like the song that says, we are resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delights, things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured our sight. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, may we adhere to what Philippians 4:8 says. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think. And I'll add two words here, and practice on these things. Wow. You know, as someone once said, the measure of a man's success is his obedience to God. You know, our success is measured in how we obey God. Man, oh man. You know, normally at this time, I would close in prayer. But at this special time, before we move into 2021, instead of me praying, I would like to share a prayer that our Lord and Savior prayed specifically for each and every one of us, as recorded in Gospel of John, chapter 17, verses 20 to 23. And it says, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, they that they may be one. See, Jesus Christ pray for those who believe and will believe, still believe on the word in the future. And verse 21, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one. Can you imagine one with God Almighty in purpose? I in them, verse 23, and thou in me, and they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Amen. Quite a prayer, huh? Yeah, God loves us, and he wants us to perform for him. So may we magnify him and the Lord Jesus Christ in 2021. In our speech, in our manner of living, and in our hearts one to another. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.